So with every new video I make now, I'm like, probably gonna get canceled after this one. Oh well, here we go. So in this video, I wanna talk about a disturbing pattern that I've begun to notice in some of our most celebrated YouTubers. I, like many people, was at one time a fan of the Actman, SkillUp, and Bellular. But as time has gone on, I've noticed a pretty upsetting trend in the content of all three of these guys. Have you noticed these three creators never call anything woke? And if they do, they're making fun of you for using the term? Have you noticed they never talk about the obvious uglification of women in games the past few years? Have you noticed they never talk about the LGBTQI -7 community and how they basically run video games right now? Have you noticed they never point out obvious racism against white people? In fact, they'll often say lies like, racism against white people isn't possible. Have you noticed none of them ever talk about the trillions of dollars companies make by bumping up their DEI and ESG initiatives and by putting evil, woke nonsense in their games? Have you noticed they never talk about the complete removal of masculinity from video games? So why? Why are these three dudes intentionally avoiding calling out wokeness in games? To put it simply, it's because these dudes are cucks. They're pussies. All three of these guys are definitely voting for Kamala Harris in November. I heard Endymion call him Ackmam one time, and the label definitely fits. So those are the surface level reasons. I'll get to the deeper reasons in a minute. I just watched an entire Ackman video about Concord. I know, it was painful. It contained a lot of tired millennial jokes. I'm a millennial, by the way. Takes one to know one. He talked a lot about low player numbers. He talked about how much money it wasted. And then when he gets to the part where you're supposed to talk about why the game failed, he just says, bad gameplay, bad character design. Why do you suppose Ackman doesn't talk about the fact that Concord has three black females in it and not a single white man? Why do you suppose he doesn't talk about all the LGBTQ plus activists on Twitter who worked on the game? Interesting. He even at one point in the video makes fun of the idea that bigger breasts would save this game. I mean, it wouldn't hurt, dude. Is that idea so ridiculous? You'll notice similar things when watching cucks like SkillUp and Bellular analyze Concord. Why do you suppose these guys spend 30 minutes talking about the gameplay and not 1 minute talking about how a huge reason the game failed is because the characters are fat and ugly? So I used to think these three guys were just missing details. I used to give them the benefit of the doubt. But as I've watched their content on a consistent basis, I've realized these dudes are so deep in the gay communist agenda, they can't even criticize it anymore. Basically, you've got incredibly evil companies like Activision who support pedophilia and Satanism and push DEI initiatives and also spend billions and billions of dollars a year on marketing. Now, do you think they're going to give a YouTuber like me who calls them out on a consistent basis a sneak peek and a tour of the studio? Of course not. They want a shill. They want an empty shill like SkillUp who won't bring up the woke stuff. They want somebody who will be an empty mouthpiece and they can just pour talking points into them while they regurgitate them out. Ackman is indeed good at playing an act. He's good at appearing natural and looking like he's riffing. The reality is he's reading a careful script that has definitely been run by his handlers at Activision and Bungie and other DEI departments. Again, notice these guys never mention BlackRock, ESG, or any of the gay, communist, globalist cancer that these companies push. I found this article on screen here about Bellular that was definitely interesting. It basically talks about how he's been given insider interviews and gets to see deep behind-the-scenes information about upcoming World of Warcraft games. But part of his ability to get that info is to continue to be a corporate shill for Activision and parrot the talking points they want. He's a good little sheep and never asks about DEI or ESG. This is why even if they wanted to, Ackman, Bellular, and SkillUp can't talk about the woke agenda. These low-T beta males have been bought and sold by Activision, by Sony, by Microsoft, by Bungie. Sure, they can have complaints about gameplay and too many microtransactions and stuff like that, but you will never hear these guys complaining about why women are so ugly in video games now because they're good corporate servants. One mistake I think a lot of people make is thinking that just because these guys will say a game is terrible, they must be objective. Not so. A journalist or content creator is not judged by their ability to say a game is bad. They're judged by their ability to be able to breach any topic. The fact that these creators have never talked about DEI, ESG, and the woke propaganda indicates to me either A, they're censoring their real thoughts, or B, these guys are the propaganda machines themselves. Also, there's no way they're not aware of it. Every third comment on YouTube is calling out woke garbage. So these guys are either willing corporate cucks or unwilling corporate cucks. Either way, they're owned by the corporations. Zooming out a little bit, another interesting issue here is the debate around company structure and the corporate life of video game companies. These three creators always toe the woke slash communist party line rather than identifying the real problem, the actual workers at the bottom. They are the problem. Let me give you an example. So I've talked to a lot of people in the AAA game industry confidentially the past few months. I can't reveal their identities. Companies like Ubisoft have a president, a board of directors, and these are the guys who just care about the money, basically. Below this line right here, you have all the creatives. Usually the person in charge of the creative work is the studio head, game director, somebody like that, and it's usually a whole group of people. Then below the studio heads, you have the 500 or 1,000 people who work at the company. When stuff goes bad and you have a game like Concord that fails, homo leftists like Bellular always blame the president. It's the billionaires. It's the billionaires, they screech. But after talking to a ton of people in the AAA industry the past few months, I've come to learn this. Billionaires have no idea what kind of game their game company is making. Billionaires don't really care what kind of game the creatives are making. Billionaires just want money to be made. So gay communists like Ackman, Bellular, and SkillUp, whenever they talk about the industry, actually want you to be distracted from the real problem, the studio employees themselves. The studio and the people on the bottom are the ones who actually make the game. They are the ones with pronouns in their bio. They're the ones with pride flags in their bio. It's the actual people on the bottom who are making these games trash. All you need to do is get on Twitter to see how true this is. Illustrators, designers, people like Kim Belair. Like I said, they're always gay Satanists, and everybody in the creative department at a video game company has pronouns and gay flags in their bio. The wild thing that's happening in the video game industry right now is the chickens are coming home to fucking roost. Billionaire investors for 20 years used to be able to invest money in Ubisoft and get a return on that money. But Ubisoft has been a complete shit show this year, and investors are going to start wondering why their $1 billion didn't turn into $2 billion this year. And this is honestly the sea change that I'm hoping for. This is what we are all praying happens. I want the billionaires to come in and fire all the studio heads and put people in there who can actually make a masculine freaking game for once. Guys, the funny thing is, the billionaires are on our side. We want games with hot chicks and manly dudes. Those are the games we are buying. Billionaires actually want us to get what we want. The problem is 90% of the people who work at game studios are gay Satanists. The few based studios out there are giving us exactly what we want right now. Asian studios, Czech Republic studios, Eastern European studios. Every other studio out there in the West is chugging the woke homo mind virus and is done, basically. They might as well close up shop. All right, so in closing, look, honestly, Ackman and SkillUp can have whatever political opinion they want. They can be cucks and vote for Kamala this year. I don't care. My whole reason for making this video is to make you aware of the people whose videos you are watching. Anytime you watch an Ackman video or a SkillUp video or a Bellular video, just know you are funding the current establishment of video games. You are funding the LGBTQ games. You are funding woke games every time you watch Ackman, Bellular, and SkillUp. Conversely, every time you watch Endymion, Jay the Concept, Synthetic Man, Short Fat Otaku, or Andy Pants, we are going against the woke agenda and the woke mind virus. Oh, guys, by the way, before I get out of here, please go buy this game, The Great Rebellion, right now. I've been playing it. It's basically a game that makes fun of woke people. It's a very anti-woke game, and it's the only game of its kind that I've ever played. And the gameplay is pretty fun, too. It's just like a 2D pixel shooter, but the content is very fun. Also, go play Solash 2 if you're into RPG roguelikes with procedurally generated worlds. This game was created, this is awesome, this game was created by a Polish developer, and he refused to put gay relationships in the game because, you know, it's his game, and they're trying to cancel him on Twitter right now. Another non-woke indie game to check out right now is Legends of Boom. It comes out October 1st. Some friends of the channel here are making this game. None of these games are huge budget AAA games, but they are by non-woke developers. They are fighting the cancer in the industry. And just based on that, you should go support these games. So I'm going to link all three of them down below, and I'm going to get out of here. Bye, guys.